Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Show it a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum, an abbreviated edition of the Mark Arum Show, leading up to Georgia Bulldog basketball tonight on your home of the Dogs, with you for just 30 quick minutes. Don't worry, you got traffic every 6 minutes still until the Bulldogs game. I announced my engagement earlier, Deb Green, executive producer of the Mark Arum Show. And I'm, you know, we're doing the wedding. We're getting married in September, so it's coming up, Chuck, and trying to get everything. And I've been paying like deposits on venues. And I came up with, I've been thinking about, well, what are we going to do financially when we get married? You know, are we going to combine assets, blah, 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 joint checking accounts? And then Deb finds me this story. I don't know what you're trying to do, Deb, sabotage my engagement.
Oh, no.
A third of married people are guilty of financial infidelity and hide self-indulgent purchases from their partner by using cash and getting items delivered in paying packaging. And these are for two married people.
Without hesitation.
Not even a question.
That's a legitimate thing.
Yes.
So give me an example, Deb Green. You are married. You've got a great husband from across the pond, now an American citizen.
Right.
Congratulations. How are you financially an infidel?
So we have a joint account that we pay for bills, and then we each have our own separate accounts. So, you know, I like to buy records. I like to buy clothes. I like to buy shoes. And I might spend a little bit too much money on that.
And he doesn't know about it.
No, because it gets shipped here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Absolutely, yeah.
To the station, you mean?
To the radio station. And he never knows about it. And then I'll wear some shoes. Like, are those new? I'm like, no, I've had them forever.
They're really shiny.
Yeah.
How about you, Chuck? How are you not infidelity? You know, how's your financial infidelity layout with you and your wife?
I try not to buy too much stuff. Most of the time I'll have it sent, and then, you know, she'll ask what it is, and I'll make up some story around, whatever. I'll make up a story that I've already thought about. I have it delivered here.
You have it delivered to work.
And I get a lot of stuff delivered here, but not because I'm trying to hide it from Maya. But here's the question I have going forward. Do we do the joint bank account thing? Do you suggest that, or do we stay separate?
I mean, we have it to pay for bills, like our home and all of the utilities. But then again, we each have our own separate account. So, because I don't question what he buys, so he can't question what
I buy. All those soccer jerseys and stuff like that?
Guitars, things like that, yeah.
What about you, Chuck? Do you guys have a joint account or separate?
We do. We have joint accounts. We have separate accounts, but the vast majority of our money goes into the joint account and then gets sent to different, you know, savings or retirement stuff like that. And then we have our separate accounts just for... She's got to get gas or run to the grocery store or whatever. So it's just easier to have kind of what she's got is just
so right now we have separate accounts, and I pay the majority of the bills, the mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. And I will continue to do that as the main breadwinner. She does fine, but I certainly make more than her. I'm just debating whether or not we are going to mix our finances. You know, do we just put it all in one bucket? Or is that just, you know, asking for trouble? Or is it trouble to not do that?
I mean, Maya seems like a pretty responsible person to me. I don't know that she's going to, like, burn through all your cash in a day, and all of a sudden you're going to be like, what happened?
She wears a lot of stuff from Amazon,
but she already pays for
it,
right?
She does pay for it, yeah.
But that's why Jennifer will, and I will to a certain extent, but that comes out of our separate accounts after we already decided mutually – this is how much you're going to put in, and I'm going to put in into a joint checking and savings.
So you come up
with a number. Yeah. Then everything on top of that is yours to do whatever you want with. But we've already covered all of our bases, retirement, education, you know, all kinds of bills, just extra stuff whatever. And then whatever's left over, that's your, do whatever you want.
So you sat down and had a conversation.
Oh, yeah, 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 most definitely.
Deb, is that the way I should go with this?
I mean, that's what seems to work for us. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you say, so let's hypothetically, you sit down with your husband and say, all right, I'm going to put 70% of my check into the main account with you, and that's going to go for all the bills and retirement and everything, and then the rest of it will...
is yours.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what's going on with the rest of it.
All right. And that works for you guys.
I think so.
I'm leaning toward keeping everything separate. I really am.
Some people are. When you're our age and you do this, it's harder.
Yeah.
Like it is. When I was younger, it wouldn't have been a big deal. Oh, we didn't have anything. You just slap it all together and whatever. But you guys are, we're all older.
Yeah.
And everything is so separate. It is hard to combine it unless you can you figure out some little way to both chip in on stuff.
Yeah, you get new bank accounts, and it's quite a chore. Yeah,
it was just easier to get one joint account and one joint savings account, and then we just had to dump everything
in there. All right, well, give me food for thought. Thank you, guys. Real quick, I'm going to go back talking about my engagement. So I got engaged over Christmas Eve when I was back in Connecticut, and I had this, like, come to Jesus moment, Chuck.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm at my parents' house, and there's snow on the ground. It's beautiful. It's Christmas. I'm drinking coffee, and there's squirrels playing in the backyard. And it was, like, just such a picturesque Connecticut, New England moment. And I had this, like, next-level kind of thought. I'm like, well, I was in this very spot 35 years ago as a kid, watching squirrels play on the trees in the snow. And I was like... are these squirrels related to the ones that I grew up with? I wasn't on drugs or anything. It was like 7:30 in the morning. I'd just woken up and I was having coffee and just soaking in the moment. But I had this like tender moment. I'm like, I think I saw their great grandparents playing here 35 years ago.
They don't migrate.
They don't live very long either.
So they very stick around the same area. So it's possible that it's great, 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 great grandparents.
So this was on my mind. So Deb Green was nice enough to get us an expert from Breda Pest Management to talk about my next level experience in Connecticut with the squirrels. Matt, thanks for joining the Mark Arum Show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
I've got a weird question to ask you. I'll give you some background on this. All right, here we go. So I'm at my parents' house in Connecticut over Christmas, and one morning I wake up and I brew myself a cup of coffee. I go out in the back porch and I'm looking back at the beautiful woods and there's snow on the ground and there's this family of squirrels playing, and I was like, oh, this reminds me of my childhood, watching the squirrels in the snow looking for nuts or whatever. And then I had this thought. Are these the same family of squirrels that I was looking at as a kid 40 years ago? Are squirrels migrant, or do they set up a territory, and I was looking at the squirrel relatives from 40 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, the squirrel's lifespan, in maximum, if you keep them as a pet, can be 20 years maximum. Out in the wild, Mark, it's going to be 5 or 6 years, and pretty much they're lucky to survive the first year or two, believe it or not. But squirrel populations peak every 5 years, and then they dwindle. So could you have seen some relatives of them? Yeah, very possibly.
That warms my heart, because I was like, you know what? And I didn't know, you know, 5 or 6 years, that's actually longer lifespan than I thought. I thought it would be maybe 3 years, you know, because you have predators and hawks and all that stuff. Yep. But I was like, I wonder if these are related to the squirrels of my youth. And that kind of makes me feel good now that maybe these are the great, 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 great grandkids of the squirrels when I was a kid.
They are fairly social, both flying squirrels and gray squirrels. So I think you could be heading on the right track. It would shock me if they were related.
What's the difference? Since I've got Matt Breda on here from Breda Pest Management, what's the difference between the southern squirrels that I see here in Atlanta and the northern squirrels? Because to me, the northern squirrels seem fatter. They've got a bigger tail. Are these the same species and they just look different? What's the deal there?
Well, believe it or not, the two primary squirrels we deal with here in Georgia are going to be flying squirrels and gray squirrels. But we have southern flying squirrels. Up in the North Georgia Mountains, you will run into northern flying squirrels. But the biggest difference between the two, flying squirrels and gray squirrels, is just going to be the size. The difference between the northern flying squirrel and the southern flying squirrel, northern flying squirrels typically stay on conifer-type trees, whereas your southern flying squirrels do not. So it's just difference in trees and what they're eating. The sizes are going to be the biggest difference between flying and gray squirrels. I mean, big difference. You're talking a flying squirrel, the weight's about 2 ounces, to whereas a gray squirrel, it's going to be about a pound. So, in terms of length, you're talking about 15, 20 inches for a gray squirrel, and then the flying squirrel is pretty small, about 8 to 12 inches, so something that's going to fit into the palm of your hand, a flying squirrel. But there is a difference between the northern and the southern flying squirrel.
Matt Breda from Breda Pest Management joining us on the Mark Arum Show. So about 15, 20 years ago, I had a coworker here. She found an abandoned baby squirrel and kept it as a pet. Should we be keeping squirrels as pets or no? Is that not a good idea?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it in terms of what they can. I'm not going to carry any type of diseases like that. Like I said, they can live up to 20 years. So believe it or not, they really can train gray squirrels. So it is something that where people will keep them, especially the babies, and raise them. And they can be pretty friendly around your children. But they are pretty easy to train, believe it or not, the gray squirrels, that is.
That's unbelievable. Matt, tell the folks where we can get all our pest management stuff taken care of.
Yeah, so just the website's bredapest.com, BREDAPest.com.
Thank you to Mr. Breda, as always, Breda Pest Management. So there you go, Chuck. These were squirrels that possibly could have been related to the ones of my childhood, which makes me feel all warm and fuzzy. We'll be right back again, shortened edition of the Mark Arum Show, with you till 6:30 on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. Right back after this on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Welcome back. Final segment of this little fun-sized edition of the Mark Arum Show. Georgia basketball coming up in just a second. I hate to be cheating on Johnny Kilbasa, but I got a fast food story. Of course, it's out of Florida. A woman was arrested for threatening a McDonald's employee because she did not get the dipping sauces she wanted with her meal. I'm assuming the only dipping sauces you can get at McDonald's are for nuggets, right? The chicken McNuggets?
I wouldn't know, but...
I mean, yeah, but I'm sure if you just got a quarter pounder and fries, if you wanted some dipping sauce for your fries, you asked for it, they should give it to you.
Yeah, but she lost her mind when she
didn't say what dipping sauce? Because I'm very curious what would cause a person to threaten somebody.
That it was is, I guess they'll let you have like five. I don't know.
Right. They'll
and
just kind of grab.
That,
yeah, they'll charge.
Charge
you.
And
yeah.
Apparently she wanted more and they wouldn't give her more. And that's what started the problem.
Oh.
So that must be some really good sauce.
I don't know. Like, I'll tell you what, the sweet and sour sauce is legit at McDonald's. That's one of the better sauces. You dip the nuggets in that, it's delicious. What I like is at Wendy's, giving away my trade secrets here. When I get the fries, I ask for a side of barbecue sauce, and I dip the fries in the barbecue sauce. And Wendy's is always great. They're like, yeah, sure. And this is a game changer sauce-wise. Chick-fil-A sauce, I didn't know was a thing until last year. And Alex Williams, who doesn't know food.
No sauce.
No sauces. And he tipped me off to
no sauce.
The Chick-fil-A sauce, which is delicious. And right. Another, you dip the waffle fries in there. It's actually, Chick-fil-A sauce is good. You could dip anything in there.
Is it better than Zaxby's sauce? Because that stuff's pretty good, too.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, unequivocally.
Oh, wow. All right.
I mean, like, I would turn around at a fast food. Let's say if I go to McDonald's, not to pick on McDonald's, but if they forget my sauce for the nuggets, I'm probably not turning around and going back. If they forget my quarter pounder or Big Mac, I'm turning around. I'm not losing my mind over sauces, especially if it was, they already gave me five and I wanted more. Like, that's, don't be gluttonous.
Yeah. It is Florida.
It is Florida. It is Florida.
Yeah. She was out there trying to, she uses the sauce to lure the feral hogs into the stand where Chuck
every night in the cabin when we would watch the news down there, not one night that I was down there there was at least one news report that started with a Florida man.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Absolutely.
Like, every single night, a Florida man does something weird in that state.
Quite amazing.
Yeah.
And usually from Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll continue. No star of the show today. We'll give it to Mr. Breda from Breda Pest Management. He's star of the show. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Back with a full show tomorrow. Enjoy Georgia basketball. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.